and welcome to another episode on the Stretch Street Podcast. This is the energetic EJ, and you are welcome. Today on the show, of course, you know what we do here on the Stretch Street Podcast. We share stretch stories to remind you that challenges are not exclusive to any of us, but what lessons we learn from those challenging periods is what is important. And so, week in, week out, I have different people from different works of life, from different parts of the world, who come on the show to share their stretch story, some challenging part of their stories, and how they navigated through those challenging parts, but most importantly, the lesson that they learned from those seasons. Okay, so if this is your first time on the show, you are welcome. I am glad that you are here. And please, if you haven't subscribed to this YouTube channel yet, please click on the link that says subscribe and do turn on notifications so that you are notified every time I drop a content. And peradventure, you are listening to me on any of the podcasting platform, whether it is Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to podcasts on, please do favorite us there. On Spotify, you can actually even respond to the question of the week or take the poll of the week. Just interact with me, guys. I want to hear from you, right? So interact with me on any of the platforms where you listen. And if you want to send me a message, maybe you have a question, a specific question, or you have a feedback for me, then please send me an email to stretchstreetpod@gmail.com, or you can slide into my DM on Instagram, either on the official podcast channel at Stretch Street Podcast on Instagram, or on my personal page at energetic_EJ. Whatever you do, please don't keep quiet. Please don't keep to yourself. I am here for you, and I would love to hear from you. All right, now that that is out of the way, today on the show, I have a brother from another mother. Oh yes, all the way from Nigeria, but right here in Dubai. And I love how he tags himself. He's the biggest Nigerian blogger in Dubai. Yes. And honestly, I've sat down with this dude and I felt educated just spending time with him, asking him questions, having conversations with him, and I felt really educated. And honestly, I think from afar, I've always thought, this dude is underrated. But spending time with him has actually showed me that it is confirmed. He is underrated because he's got so much information. He educates people with his content, but yet people don't pay attention, and it's heartbreaking. Right? Anyways, today we're going to dig deeper into his story. How did he get here? And funny enough, recently I know for sure that he changed his name officially to what we now know as Citizen Oluwatosin. What inspired that? How did he come about that name? What are some challenges he's been through? What are some life lessons he's learned on his journey so far? These and many more are what we're going to be having a conversation on the show today. So grab your cup of tea, your cup of coffee, your bottle of water, maybe yours is energy drink. Grab it, sit tight, and let us dive into the story of Citizen Oluwatosin. Don't go anywhere, I'll be right back with my guests.
Stretch Street Podcast.
Hello and welcome back. Hello, Citizen Oluwatosin. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be here.
In the intro, I forgot to tell you guys that he is the presenter of This Is My Cup of Tea. Actually, that is even his name on Instagram. This Is My Cup of Tea. What was that about? How did you come about that name?
It actually come from a conversation with a caring friend. When 2017, when you Facebook started Facebook Live features, so I used to, from onset, I'm this lively guy, MC while on school. So that time when Facebook now started Facebook Live, I was having a show then every weekend. I call it Weekend Vibes. So I'll play music, people will send in their song requests, I'll play it. So now the following year was 2018. So it was coming to election year. And before then, I'm this person that is very active politically. So right from when I was 19, my grandma encouraged me to go for political meeting, to go for party meeting and join political party. So I used to write about politics, criticize government, provide solution to issue that is happening in society. So I felt, okay, let's start talking about politics to raise people awareness about the electoral year that is coming, 2019. So I start the talk show. This is the talk show. I just start talking about politics and things that is happening in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. So while I was doing that, I have a lot of friends that inbox me that I should not talk about politics.
Yeah, stop
and
doing
these
that.
These guys are dangerous. Don't talk about them. So I have a friend. We worked together before while I was in Nigeria. So she was in US. Mm. She moved to US the same time I moved to UAE.
Okay.
So we were calling. She called me and said, I saw your update now that you are coming to talk about politics. Leave these guys alone. At least you are not in Nigeria. You are in UAE.
So what's
and you
your
have
business?
Better life. What's your business? So I said, don't worry. Let me just, somebody just have to say it. Somebody just have to do it. Let us raise awareness about elections so that our people will know that they need to vote. The people they put there matters. So she tried to convince me. I would not listen. So she now say, what is your cup of tea? What is your cup of tea, this guy? So I said, yeah,
exactly.
This issue
just
is my cup of tea. So since that 2018, we have been going with
this is my cup of tea. I love it. Okay, so let's get back to the introduction of this session. Mm. Usually I ask my guests particular question. First of all, we now know that your name is Citizen Oluwatosin. There's a story behind that. Why Citizen Oluwatosin?
Okay.
What's your name before you now officially turn it to Citizen Oluwatosin?
My name is Oluwatosin.
Mm-hmm.
So the citizen there is now, when I'm talking about this cup of tea, when I'm talking about issue, politics and all that, people will still continue to criticize me and don't talk about this. So I want to create a kind of instinct in the politician when they see my video, because they are saying it. When they see my video, I want them to have this instinct that this person that is talking is not ordinary. It's not just talking, he's a citizen, and of the consciousness that he is a citizen. Our citizenship as a Nigerian is bastardized, but we still have to remind the politicians that we are citizens, because see, citizenship is the highest office in the land.
Mm.
The former president, Muhammadu Buhari, is no more a president today. He's back to citizen.
Citizen. Mm.
Olusegun Obasanjo is now a citizen. Good luck, Jonathan. All other governors, they're out of power now. Whichever political office you are holding today, is just for a period of time.
Of time, absolutely.
Later, you'll come back to become a citizen. So
you always need to remember that.
We have the highest position in the land.
Mm.
And we have to continually holding these people accountable to their electoral promises, to be responsible to their responsibility.
Mm.
So that is why I let them know. So when I say I'm citizen, so you know this person that want to talk about politics, he's a citizen. He knows he's a citizen. So
he knows his rights and he knows he has freedom of speech.
That is it.
That's very bold, and I can empathize with your family and friends who are worried for your sake, because even me, sometimes I see your content like, hey, citizen. Are you sure? You know, but it is really, like you said, and even having conversations with you, you keep saying it, and see, these are things that even if nobody has to say it, one person
somebody
has to say, so why not me? Why not me? Fantastic. Okay, so in that sense, the next question is, if you have to describe what you do in one sentence, how would you describe it?
Okay, I'm a blogger.
Okay.
I'm a blogger, I'm a content creator, I make video, I'm a video creator too. So, and what I do generally is consultancy. I consult for people, I search information, provide solution to problems.
Mm.
So that's what I do.
Absolutely fantastic. I love it. Provide solution to problems. And like I said earlier on, just having a conversation with him, I saw many loopholes that I even thought I knew that I didn't know, and I felt really educated, and you know, I felt our conversation was very insightful, and which is really good what you're doing. So well done. My next question, my next trivia question to you is, what is your philosophy about life?
My philosophy about life is, while we are here, we should create a footprint that even when we are gone, it will still be visible. Because nobody will be here for life. But when you are gone, some time ago I felt, I saw things I've written some years ago, Facebook is bringing, and so I was telling myself, apart from leaving wealth for my kids, even my Facebook account, they should inherit it. So that they will know that their father is not a dumb guy.
And he's not the Bogbeiro kind of guy.
Yeah,
he loves to stand out. I love it. I love it. While we're here, we need to leave a footprint.
Yeah.
That is powerful. Tell us one fun thing about you.
I'm a retired comedian. So.
Which one is retired comedian?
So when you are with me, you will just be, you need to be lively. I'm always, it's fun to be around me. So one fun fact about me, it's lively.
So why do you say you're retired?
Before I used to MC and stand up comedy, but I don't do that again.
Okay.
But then in my conversation with people, then if you are with me, you will catch something. If you are with me, you will catch something. Because while we are discussing, we'll be pushing out. So you will catch something.
That's so. I love that one, retired comedian right there. Anyway, isn't it proven? I've been laughing since the beginning of this session. Thank you so much, Citizen Oluwatosin. Now, on the show, what we do is we try to look back at challenging seasons in our lives, right? And the life lesson they taught us. In your case today, I want us to look at the angle of you being a Nigerian in the UAE, because if anybody checks you out right now, one of your major, you know, topic or message out there is, first of all, educating the Nigerians in the UAE, alerting the Nigerian government to look into the challenges that Nigerians are facing here in the UAE. And I almost believe, like with all the things you said already, if you were in the US, if you were in the UK, Netherlands, wherever you are, you probably still will be doing what you're doing right now.
Yeah, sure.
So what are some of the challenges? First of all, start from the beginning quickly. Why did you leave? Why did you come here? And when you got here, what are some challenges that you faced that really then pushed you to say, you know what, I'm not going to keep quiet. I would speak for my people and just see what I can do with that.
Mm. I left Nigeria. I was working with a marketing company, but it gets to a point, I'm always of the opinion that I want to live outside the country. I don't know. I think the way the country's been looking. So since 2012, I've been thinking I have to leave the country, I have to go abroad. So 2014, 2015, I moved to UAE. I came search for a job, I got it, go back, they sent my visa, then I come over. And since then, I've been here, only visit Nigeria for vacation and come back. Most time I've been here in UAE. So while I was here, and I'm this Facebook person.
Okay.
I'm not Gen Z. And Instagram, if you my Instagram, I'm just Facebook person. And I belong to some Nigerian groups on Facebook. So I see how people are usually coming there, even before this our problem started. I see how people usually come there to ask questions. Some question will be there, nobody to answer them. Sometimes when people answer them, they are not given the right
information.
Yeah. And another thing people should hold on to is, whenever you're traveling out of your own country to travel abroad, the level of your success that abroad, more than 50% of your level of success there depend on the person that is, like, the people you met, the first set of people you met there. The person that did my visa, we've been friends before I come to UAE, and whatever I'm doing now, put some of the culture in me. Because whatever you need, just call Bro Moses. he will have
an
solution.
Answer, at least. If not him, he has 1, 2, 3 people he can talk to and he will get solution.
So now when I come to this country, I was not having difficulties in getting information. Even when I'm somewhere or I have interview at a particular place, he told me, just remember this number, 800-9090. Call this number. They will tell you anywhere you want to go in Dubai. Wow. They will tell you the duration of time. They will tell you how much you will spend to get there also.
Wow.
Anywhere you want to go. So now when I enjoy all this, I am now here for some time. I felt I should be able to give
pay
to someone,
forward
to people also. So that not everybody will not be like him.
Yeah.
And since I've learned a lot from him, I should also gather more information too, so as to disseminate to
people.
And thankfully, everybody that has been have a one-on-one contact and contact with me, they usually know that
he has the info. That is so good. That is so. So what are some challenges that you faced initially when you got here?
The challenges usually, I think, started when these are problems started.
So would this be that you experienced any of the challenges, or it was more like you saw people experiencing it?
Like I was working. So 2020, I felt I get tired with my job because I felt I've been on the same position for close to 6 years. Same salary, same position. So I told my HR, even when I'm in Nigeria, I was not stagnant in my career. So I cannot come to Dubai and I'll become
stagnant.
So I told him I want to. So I resigned 2020.
Before 2020, COVID?
No, November, December.
Okay, after COVID, they started opening up again.
So I resigned. I set up a technical company, want to set up a company to be maybe building management and construction. But some months later, the ban comes. So we get stuck. We were planning to bring people from Nigeria. We couldn't bring them. So we got stuck. So I start paying attention to this
issue,
to this problem. I wasn't affected, obviously, but I saw a lot of people have been affected. I started one day, I just felt okay. That time during the pandemic, I'd learned about video editing. I love making video. I love talking on camera. From 2018, I've been doing live show, but I want to be making video. And I saw Nas Daily. Who is making his video? I'm like, so when he started his academy, I attended master class and took like 6 of his courses. So immediately I finished this class, this work permit problem started. So one day I just felt, let me go to the street and talk to Nigerians, how they are doing about this work permit. And so I pick up my phone, my mic, Gimba, and I go to Dera. I was searching for like 3-4 days. I was searching for people to talk to.
What was the response?
Some people don't want to talk. Some people are scared. So now I remember, I stay in the largest Nigerian community, Anada. I should get people there. So I got my friends, they talk. So I got people. I posted a video on social media, on Facebook. So a guy saw it, the admin of Nigerian Diaspora group, Nido. He saw it, so he reached out. So I posted on his group that I will be so pleased today. If you are a Nigerian, you are facing this problem,
you can come and talk. Come and share.
The response wasn't that good. So after I got people to talk, he saw the video and it was like, this is a good content. I want to form my executive. Come, let's work together. And that's how I got involved in the Nigerian case.
So you got involved into it through a community, a Nigerian community that already existed. And so for you, then now what you do is just gather information to know, so that you're able to disseminate it to people to educate them.
That time we were kind of intermediary between the Nigerian government representative in UAE and the people, because when the work permit problem started, people don't know where to go to get information.
Mm.
Some people do not even know that there is a problem. They don't know. Some of them, you know, some people when they come, they don't want to associate with the community.
They
want to be on their own. So the problem is there already. They don't know. They resign from their workplace to get another better job. Then they got stuck. So that time I felt, okay, we should make more noise about this
issue. Create more awareness.
So that people will know that there's a problem. Not be leaving their job, thinking they want to join a better job and then get stuck.
Wow. So again, this conversation is going more in light of you actually seeing or experiencing other people's challenges.
Yeah.
And how you now are helping them navigate through those challenges to get results.
Yeah.
So let us just go a little bit, not too deep into the whole issue, right? But I believe that somebody here is watching, maybe somebody who is still in Nigeria who has been dreaming to come to Dubai and wondering what's going on, what is it, what is this ban about and everything. Educate us a little bit. What, from your information you've gathered, what is the cause of this, you know, ban on Nigerians? What do you think can be done to you know, just, I don't know, how can people manage it? Because right now we know that, I'm not sure that our government is doing anything about it, and it's been 2 years. That's the longest time. You know, for me, when Expo came and finished, and this case was not sorted, I knew that something is wrong, because Expo was that one time where they actually needed all hands on deck.
Yeah, that's true.
The whole world was here and Nigeria was excluded.
Some Nigerian worked at Expo.
No, of course they did work, but like, that was the biggest time that we were supposed to have a lot of jobs going in, you know, to be like a lot of, you know, but it was just so like strict on us. So what's happening exactly from your information? What is happening now? And how can people navigate it?
Now, okay, what happened is during lockdown, Nigeria is one of the first country UAE opened up to. And after opening up to Nigeria, there was a lot of problem between the Nigerian government and the UAE government through aviation. The Nigerian government keep banning Emirates Airline. That time, it was everywhere in the news. Ban today, leave the ban tomorrow, ban. So I feel it is it dents the image of Emirates Airline. Because Emirates Airline is one of the top 5 airline in the world.
In the world, the absolutely.
Best airline in the world.
Absolutely.
Etihad also.
Yeah.
So for a country like Nigeria, placing ban on them, it doesn't sound
Yeah.
And the Nigerian government, they are not responsible in their dealings also. We cannot run away from that. They are not responsible in their dealings also. So banning today, ban tomorrow, and not looking in depth at what effect it will have on
the citizens that are here.
So that is what caused the problem. It was banned. Because any other person can have a different opinion. But for me, I like to follow event of things, how event happens. What are the events that happened before work permit stopped? The same month, Emirates Airline removed some COVID protocol on Nigerian travelers. The same, after some days, Nigerian government still say, no, we will not lift the ban on Emirates Airline. Then the next week, work permit stopped. So for me, I want to follow event of things that happened. Some other things happened later that might contribute to it, but
that was like the start point.
So that is just it. How is it going now? Ladies are able to get work permit and visa.
Okay.
Only ladies. For men, no. People are getting renewal on that same company. If they're working with the same company, they're able to get renewal now. That,
but if you want to switch,
Switching, no, it's not going. Even the renewal, you need police clearance.
There are a lot of more documentation.
Yes. So there's a lot of documentation involved, but people are getting renewal. Ladies are now getting, this started like 2-3 weeks ago, ladies are getting it, although the percentage is very low, it's less than 20%.
Okay, so that means some people are still being rejected.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, some people are still, but people are getting it now. So there's an height of hope.
Hope.
Because something like this has never happened in the last 2 years.
That's it. So going at all.
No.
For people.
So there's something to hold on to.
To say,
and
maybe.
To be grateful to the UAE government for.
Absolutely.
For giving those
absolutely.
Ones.
Absolutely. Okay, now let us quickly speak as we round up the session. Let us speak to the Nigerians who are currently here. Both the ones who are here with their papers and the ones who are stuck here. Let's first of all deal with those who are stuck. They don't have their papers. They are here. That is more money.
Yeah.
With the fines that is just, you know, counting on them. What would your advice be for them? What should they do?
The ones that are stuck here.
Yes.
It's difficult. We can only advise.
Yeah.
I will advise that if people are stuck, they don't have anything to do, instead of just staying here and be wasting time, if they don't have anything to do, because staying in Dubai is expensive.
It's expensive, yeah.
Paying house rent, utility bill, you have to look good, you have to eat, it's expensive. So if you don't have a job to sort out your bill, just go back home.
Yeah.
Now, there are many other countries you can travel to apart from UAE. Even Qatar is opening up to Nigerians now. People are going there, getting jobs, getting visas. Qatar here. So there are many other countries that you can go to. Don't just get stuck in UAE and you just want to be in UAE. If you don't have anything doing, it's not advisable
to stay and just
so that we don't have the kind of scenario we have late last year where some people were stranded and they were sitting in the park on the street, non-completed building, so that we don't have that situation. It is better, even when you have overstay, you have abscond, you can get outpass. Outpass means they will pardon all your immigration violation.
And then they'll let you go.
And you can go. So it is better people go back home, re-strategize, get a better country to go. Many other countries in the world now is opening up. Many other countries, even those that are not opened up before, they start opening up now. So the world now is hoping. We have COVID.
So people should just go back and reassess their journeys and just maybe check somewhere else rather than be here, being stuck, just getting more money to pay, and then it's a lot. Like my heart beats fast when I you know see people experience that. So for those of us who have, you know, our papers and are here, what would your advice be? What role can we play? Do we even have a role to play in solving these issues?
We should have a role to play. In getting a sane society, everybody have a role to play. Does the leader have the major role to play? The citizens also have a role to play. Now, as Nigerians living, working in UAE, you have papers, you're working, you're living somewhere, and you are not affected. But now, what can you do? You can help us to start creating an awareness that Nigerians are not the people to be rejected. In your workplace, try to create an employee environment. Be an ambassador, Nigerian ambassador. In your workplace, let your impact be felt. In your accommodation, let people know that you are a peace-loving person. Those that are into what is unlawful, they should just stop it. This is not a country you come and you start behaving anyhow.
Yeah.
There's law and order here. If you commit any offense, in case they don't know, because some of these guys, they don't know.
They don't know that they know that.
if they know, why will somebody open their face like this and be committing crime? They even know there's a CCTV camera that is watching them. That is why we are giving out information. Some of these guys don't know. They just talk the way they do anyhow back home.
You can come and do it here.
Things works here. For Nigeria, they don't chop money for CCTV.
But just look away. Look away.
CCTV is working.
It's working.
So this is not a country you come and be doing anyhow. When you come here, you comport yourself. Immediately you land at the airport, they write, "This is Dubai." So you know this is Dubai.
Yes.
No crime zone. This is one of the safest
countries in the world.
So you don't come here and bring
come on, just break that. No.
If you want to do Agbero, stay
please
back
stay home. Where you are. Like, I cannot wrap my head around it. While you would travel miles and miles away from home and then come and bring your shenanigans to a country where there is law and order.
No.
Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Some of them don't know. They just think that is how things work everywhere. So those of us that are still here, we have some things to do. Portray ourselves in good light. Let people around us know that, no, Nigerians, they are... So
there are also law-abiding citizens amongst us. Please. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much, Citizen Oluwatosin. Guys, I know that this conversation went a little bit off route because this, you know, things that he has shared is not just about him, but about us being a people. And it's interesting because he's a citizen, a very, very patriotic one at that. You can see him even representing with his green and white. Right, so yes, it's we didn't go deep dive into his personal story, but we kind of really enjoy and appreciate the work that he's doing for the Nigerian community here. And if you're not following his page on Instagram or Facebook and engaging with it, you are wrong, because there's so many information. Like, honestly, the conversation I have with him like this, I'm like, if I had known, even me, if I had known on time, there are issues some of my friends had that they would have been able to walk around, right? And it wouldn't have gone the route it went already. So please, 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 whether you're here in Dubai or you're outside of the UAE, you're Nigerian, anywhere, you want to keep up with what's going on in the UAE as far as, you know, work permit is concerned, visa is concerned, immigration is concerned, all of those sort of information, you want to follow This Is My Cup of Tea on Instagram or on Facebook to get the right information. And I just love how detailed he also sets those information. So apart from him creating content around it, he also has consultation. So if for any reason you are in trouble, you probably, you know, your visa is expired and you're not sure what's the best route for you to go. Should you stay and try to get a job still and try to pay your fine and try to apply for a new visa? Or is your case so bad that you probably the best option for you is just to go home? First of all, go home, drink water, rest more, recover, and then maybe try again. So if you want to know, if you're in such issues, if you have such issues and you want to know what to do, he's also a good person to speak to. He's going to tell you, okay, these are your options, you know, what do you want to do next? All right, so I know he's not a lawyer or anything, but honestly, I think he has done a good job so far of getting the right information from the right sources and disseminating it in the way that you would understand. Because honestly, sometimes too, getting the right information here might be difficult, especially because of the language barrier. Some of the very, very official information are in Arabic. So if you don't understand Arabic sometimes, you might be going to Kafansha and you're on the right track, but because you don't know, and this person did not know, this other person does not, they will carry you and go on first. They're like, you're supposed to just come here. But because even they didn't understand the information that they carry, right? So you want to always speak to somebody who has the right information, who is connected to people who have the right information. So if you want to process your visa, your overstay issues, you know, you want support, you want consultation and advice on how to go about your visa issues, then you want to speak to Citizen Oluwatosin. Before we go, Citizen Oluwatosin, what do you have to say when it comes to your own personal life now? Apart from you being this Matai, I don't know, you have taught yourself to, what's it called now? Stephen Bebu. Then I have a dream. Martin Luther King, you have taught yourself to advocate.
I was also affected. I was also affected because I resigned. I wanted to start a company and
you could not.
So I was affected also. I just, so see, getting this information and providing the information for people is just, it's just a way for me helping myself too.
Mm.
And another thing is, okay, some people, someone say, all this fight you are fighting for Nigerians. You say, I'm not fighting for Nigerians. I'm fighting for myself. My family are stuck in Nigeria.
Mm.
I have a baby now. She's more than 2 years. I cannot see her.
Wow.
I've not seen her.
Wow.
So my family are stuck in Nigeria too. If all this is lifted, they can come back.
Yeah.
So I have my family. So I am affected too. So it just kind of, I'm not fighting for anybody. I'm just helping myself. So I have my family in Nigeria too. They cannot return home or return to where I am and not seeing them. So I get traumatized sometimes too. So I'm also in the mean, I have visa.
Yeah.
For me, I have visa. But I need my people to be with me too.
Hmm.
But I cannot be with them. They cannot be with me. So it's a problem.
So, but I thought they said family visa was going through.
Family visa was going, it has a lot of complications.
Ah, okay.
It is, no one can tell you for sure that as we speak today, Nigerian visa, this visa is going 100%, they can know.
So it's all like,
it's not
by something. Luck.
And there are no reasons.
Ah, there are no speculated reasons like, okay, this is why we are rejecting this.
So you just apply, it's rejected and...
That's it, you have to apply again. Hmm.
And you are not even given any reason why it is rejected. So we want to believe it is because of the issue the two governments
are still having.
Once everything is settled, we will have our normal life back. That is why we keep pushing. We are not only giving information to the people, we are also pushing the Nigerian government
to do something,
do the right thing, fix the problem so that people can have their life back.
Hmm.
So I'm also affected, just in a different way. And because of this, I keep pushing so that we can get the problem solved. Because I know when we get the problem solved, I will have some kind of a comfort also.
Yeah.
So I'm affected also. Hmm. I'm affected though. I've not seen my kids for...
Oh, I can imagine.
More than 2 years now.
I know. And it's really tough for any parent to go through that. I remember even myself, you know, after COVID and all the issues, like it was at some point it was so scary. Like if you go, you might get stuck.
Yeah.
If you travel out of this, you might get stuck. Like, please stay stiff. Just stay until the coast is clear. And so I was just very, very blessed last year that I was able to, you know, visit to see, and I had not seen my son since 2019.
Oh.
So it was like 3 years before I saw. So again, I can really, really empathize. And that, and my son is a big boy. What about you that your baby is just two years old, you know?
So it's one of the force that is pushing
you, motivating you to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, please speak to our government. I don't know that the government official are going to watch this podcast or anything, but you never can tell. Maybe one person who is connected to the government somewhere, please give them the message. I know you have your own platform and all of that, but see, you're my platform. Please use it to also speak to the government to do something about this issue.
The new administration now, the Bola Ahmed Tinubu administration, I'm very much optimistic that they have the capacity to fix this problem. The last administration also have the capacity to fix this problem, but it's just that they don't care.
Mm.
And that's why. So the new administration now, we are hoping that they see to this matter as a matter of urgency. Nigerians are losing their job every day. As we speak here today now, somewhere in UAE, the company is telling a Nigerian, if you don't fix your visa issue, you don't come here. I was in church on Sunday. Someone saw me and said, because of him, they fined his company 30,000 dirhams.
He's an employee of the company and doesn't have visa. Oh my God.
So the Nigerian community in UAE are suffering. And people need to get their life back. What we just need is for both government to sit down and fix memorandum, pay debts, and let airlines resume once we have all this, the citizen that you are complaining about, we have sat right now and we are fixing our problems. And for this year now, you would not see any pictures or video flying about of Nigerian misbehaving in this country. So as we are doing this, we need our government also to be doing
their part,
the right thing. And when they are meeting with UAE government, they should understand the problem to discuss with them. It is not only visa ban. It is work permit ban also. Work permit has been banned since 27 June 2021, and it is more than 2 years now. Visa change or visit visa has been banned since last year. It's 1 year now. Emirates Airline is not flying to Nigeria. This is the seventh month now, apart from the 1 year they have previously. So these are the problems that need to be fixed. Please, please, the Nigerian government, please help us fix this problem as a matter of urgency. Many Nigerians have been repatriated from UAE back to Nigeria with the hope of uncertainty of getting a good life when they get back to Nigeria, because there was no job in Nigeria. That is why we came abroad, to look for job. And whilst we are here, the incompetency of our government should not also affect us in a foreign land. Please help us to fix this problem.
You heard it. So guys, if you're watching this and you know anyone that is close by three contact or feels to the government, please help us spread the word, because again, it should not be a pain to be a Nigerian, whether in Nigeria or outside Nigeria. So we're just hoping that our government will do something, because the UAE has just been a blessing to a lot of us. They've been very, very tolerant. Like, they're so tolerant that they have a tolerance ministry. Like, that's how tolerant they are. And this is the one country in the world where you have almost every country in the world represented.
Yeah.
So why should Nigeria be out of those countries? It doesn't speak well of who we are, and we want that to change. And that's why people like Citizen Oluwatosin, people like myself and other well-meaning Nigerians are always putting ourselves out there to show you that we are representing, we are proud to represent our countries by doing things right and doing things by the law. So please, we are begging, that we are pleading, right? It's part of our right though, but at this point, please let us do something about it. Thank you so much for watching today's episode. I know we went deep into some topics that we normally not go through, right? But again, like Zolu Atterson said, somebody has to say it, and if it is him, he's happy to do it. And so me, I'm just here to present my platform to help spread the word, because what he's doing is really, really helpful, and he has helped a lot of people to, you know, navigate the situations here in the right way, not Appian way, not background or anything, but just do it, you know, do the things that they need to do just to keep up and survive out here. All right, so thank you so much for being here with us again. If you have not followed him, please go follow on Instagram, This Is My Cup of Tea. On Facebook, the same thing. I'm going to leave the links in the description of this video as well as of the audio podcast. Again, this is the Energetic EJ. This is the Stretch Street Podcast. Remember, we all go through challenges, but like Citizen Oluwatosin here today, he said, you see what? I have to fight for myself. But as I fight for myself, I actually fight for others around me. So you should know that even that challenge you're going through, most times, is not only for you. When you are able to go through it and find a solution to it, you are actually becoming a source of solution to other people who might have similar challenges. So don't give up. Don't lose hope. Keep fighting till you get the answer. And remember, keep stretching, but don't snap. I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Stretch Street Podcast.